Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
For telly freaks, there is one day to go until the National Television Awards over in the UK, if you're keeping an eye on all of that. It's the usual, isn't it? It's Anton Deck win everything, blah, 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 and so on, so on. 112 days to go until it's 2025.
Oh, my God.
112 days left in the year, and 297 days until the Oasis are back together, and 639 days to go until the World Cup, US, Canada, and Mexico. As you've been hearing, today is World Suicide Prevention Day. We have a lot of activity across the show and right across the day on Red FM as we try and raise funds for PIETA. And again, we've been talking about it quite personally and quite a lot over the last hour. Just a gentle reminder, if you're ever affected by anything that we're talking about with regards to World Suicide Prevention Day, please go to PIETA.ie.
Yeah.
You can get a full list of supports there anytime, 24 hours a day. And they have their 24 hours a day helpline as well, which you can call. So we'll get you more on that and try and get a few bob out of you for the incredible PIETA. We're raising money for them right across today. Birthday-wise today, if it is your birthday, you celebrate with, if you get this, I'll be very impressed, okay. Siobhan Fahey.
Oh.
Siobhan Fahey, Irish singer.
Yeah.
What band was she in?
Sugar Babes.
No.
Six.
Before that, back again. I'll give you a clue.
Give us a clue, yeah.
Massive 80s hits from the fruit and veg stall.
Bananarama.
Correct.
Wow.
Siobhan Fahey, Irish singer, used to be in Bananarama, and she was one half of Shakespeare's sister.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That song Stay was amazing.
Wasn't it incredible? Yeah. 66 today, Siobhan. Happy birthday. You celebrate with Colin Firth from The King's Speech, who's 64. What age is Guy Ritchie? Brilliant director.
59.
56, Vic Wins.
Sorry, Guy.
And today, we are chatting about one fella who was the voice of a whole generation of movies. And Rory's a Star Wars obsessive. What Star Wars tattoo have we got again?
Two of them.
Two of them, which one?
One on each arm. The Rebel Alliance insignia and the Imperial Alliance insignia.
The Rebel Alliance. And if you ever decide that you don't like Star Wars anymore, you can change that into something Cork related.
Yeah. You can. The Cork insignia, just the Battle of Tanora.
James Earl Jones checked out on us at 93 years young.
It's an incredible career, yeah. Just an incredible voice and just so commanding. Just
Ate
some incredible roles as well. He was obviously Mufasa and he was in so much other stuff. We're watching clips from him and various other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
An EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony Award winner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he got everything, didn't he?
Yeah. So, yeah, just an incredible career and just that voice, just pure velvet.
Are you okay there? She just went under the table. Was that a sneeze? Oh, God, thank God I thought you were having a stroke.
Sorry, I actually had to turn my mic off because I could feel it coming while Rory was talking.
She just vanished under the desk. I was like, no, not James Earl Jones and Victoria. And the one day...
No.
Sorry.
She's back. She's
right,
okay.
Carry on, Ro.
That's okay. Seven more to go, Vic.
You know what else he was in and I've forgotten? Somebody reminded me he was actually... Owen Mack just reminded me. He was in Coming to America.
Yes, he was.
Brilliant.
He was indeed. Let's hear him as Mufasa.
Look, Simba. Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Sometimes myself and Caleb will watch The Lion King, and that is the ultimate dad-son movie. Aww. Because it's about, you know, bringing your kids through in life and making sure that you set them up properly. And at the end of the movie, I will hold them up by the arms, looking out the back window going, someday, all of this will be yours.
Therefore, wheelie bins, Dad.
Exactly. You will take over the recycling account. This will be yours.
Yeah,
he was phenomenal. Oh, absolutely phenomenal. And listen, hey, if you hit 93 and you leave a legacy like that behind you, you've had a good innings. But James Earl Jones, rest in peace. Cheers, Rory. Are you going to watch Star Wars tonight now?
Just for a change, yeah.
For a change, yeah. What one are we watching later on?
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, let's go for it. Make it a Star Wars night if you're a Star Wars fan. 7:14, Red FM.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
We're playing Grease tonight, right?
We are indeed.
How are we fixed? One of those?
One of those.
All right.
The grand, I think, eventually.
I love when the manager comes out and goes, by the way, gentle reminder, we're playing a really good team tonight. That's his way of saying,
yeah, we're not going to
we might get a flake in. But listen, we'll live in hope. What time is that on tonight?
7:45 If you've missed it,
you'll be watching Star Wars, obviously,
and the match at the same time. Yeah.
Two screens.
What a pro,
Kelly. Were you a Boyzone fan? Why is Kelly's mic off? That's my fault. Hello, my dear. Did you like the Boyzone lads or the Westies? Which one? Why isn't Kelly coming? Where is she? What's going on? Sorry, let me do a little desk reset. Are you in there now?
Hello.
Sorry about that.
Westlife.
Oh, Westlife all
I
the
like
way.
I like Boyzone as well, but Westlife
was more your...
Love Ronan Keating, specifically, but then Westlife. But
when
more
when you love Ronan Keating, what's about Ronan do you like?
Life is a roller coaster. Everyone when you that. Say nothing at all.
Okay.
But Westlife, I went to the concerts when I was younger.
Okay, very good. So there's a bit of a nostalgic connection to that band.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, she's saying nothing. I got you, Vic. Rory,
yeah, they were grand.
They were grand. I mean, happy little Boyzone-y hits during the 90s. We all grew up with them. My first ever gig that I did, I warmed up for Boyzone for their first ever gig.
Did you? Cool.
In Claire Morris Town Hall.
Wow.
1993 or 1994, Louis Walsh went on telly and he put this campaign together to get five lads for a band. And I think Colin Farrell went for it and he got in or something and he left the band.
I never knew that.
And then Dickie Roxon was in the band, but then they kicked him out of it. And then they finally put their five together. Does anybody remember the famous scene of them going on the Late Late Show where they had no music?
Yeah. They just stood there.
They just stood there in dungarees dancing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that
Duffy's
clip?
Duffy's just like posing.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it's real. Have you not?
Oh my God.
How haven't you
Rory,
seen it?
Rory, hold on a second.
Rory, get a look at this.
Boyzone Late Late.
Yeah, yeah.
First appearance. This might be the greatest bit of telly ever.
It's so cringe.
Was it Gay Byrne they were on?
Here we go. Come around here, Rory.
Macho man have come to town. This is when we really get down to business. Sweating and going mad.
Okay, so they have no songs. All they're doing is dancing. There's six of them in the band at this point. Check it out, Rory. Check out this dancing.
Rory, you're missing the best bit.
They look like a bunch of strippers.
Yeah. You're missing the best bit.
Come over here and check out these moves.
They start pumping.
I think that was Dickie Rott's young fella, actually. Here we go. All right, now, considering that the audience are all in their 90s and don't know what's going on. It was incredible.
It's like Magic Mike.
Yeah.
It's so cringe.
And that was the very first song that they did. It wasn't even a song. It was just them dancing along to it.
Didn't a load of them have tops off? Yeah. Yeah. Load of them with tops off, Casey.
Ronan Keating looks like he's having a fit.
They came a long way from that.
They really did. Anyway, long story short, Boyzone break up, Westlife break up. But there are two surviving members.
There are.
It's Keith Duffy and Brian McFadden.
Yeah.
All right, and they're coming to Cork.
Yes.
And I've set a honey trap for tomorrow.
Hang on, they're coming to Cork.
Yeah.
They're in a band now called Boyzone.
Boyzone are coming to the Opera House in January.
Yeah.
Now, you remember, I still have a considerable amount of beef with Keith Duffy because of this. Come for service. The song that I created for
That's
him
right.
that he went to air with and made a big production with for his company Tireland. We have come. He's never given me anything for it. No money.
No royalties.
No royalties. But I've set a trap tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I messaged him yesterday. It was like, Keith, I'd love to help you promote the show. Wink, wink. Elbow nudge. We'll have him on tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock. But the sole purpose of this is to get my four new tyres. As long as you're all in on it.
A tyre each.
I'll give the gig a mention too, but... The trap has been set, Duffy.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Dinner time, right?
Yeah.
Every evening in your gaff.
Yeah.
Do you sit around a table as a family?
Yeah, we try to, but it's not always possible. But we try to.
See, my house is like Kent Station.
Yeah.
People arrive, get off at the platform. Hustle through the house, go out the back door. Different people at different times. I don't know half the time who these people are.
random strangers.
And somebody doesn't like red sauce on the pasta, and then it has to be cheese sauce for the other. And then I don't like chicken.
So
you're juggling multiple meals. But the sitting down at the table with your family every evening tradition is dying a death.
Yeah.
And it's because of screens. So they've done a lot of research into, like, our families actually sitting down together. And it's the one time, like, out of the whole day.
It's so important, actually.
That you get to kind of sit down and then chat away to everyone.
Yeah.
Somebody takes their dinner and goes upstairs. That's usually the teen of the house. Vanishes with their dinner and they're gone upstairs and they're watching something on their phone. Maybe the little fella or the little girl in the house goes to their telly room and watches whatever they're watching. And then you might have just mum left at the table at her own, or dad, whatever the case may be.
Crying into their dinner.
Where people are eating their dinner these days, at the dining table, on the sofa, in an armchair, at a desk, in their bed.
In their bed? Hang on a second.
Yep, bringing their dinner up to their bed.
I know.
Having a munch and falling asleep nice and early. The Irish and the Brits are by far the most likely to say that they eat their dinner on a sofa or an armchair.
Oh yeah, it's probably quite cultural in
some ways. I'm guilty of this all the time. If I make a munch, often I look forward to sitting down in front of something that I've been watching.
Oh yeah, it's called a TV dinner.
Yeah, the old telly dinners, the old microwave dinners. So the tradition of sitting down around as a family is dying. Is that the case in your house? 0868104106. Mums, dads, are you struggling to get everyone around the table at the same time? Sometimes it's only Christmas when you get everyone together.
God, yeah.
When you get the whole gang down. So, you know what you do to solve that problem? Brussels sprouts every day.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're just knocking the cash out these days. Let me remind you, last Friday was 70 grand. We did a 30 grander last week and a 50 grander too. Yesterday, Pori got that phone call and took 10k.
You give me the total and it's all yours. What is it?
10,531 euro and 27 cents.
You have won it all. Well done.
Jesus Christ.
How are you going to spend it, Padraig?
Oh, I haven't a clue. Jesus, don't be asking me that yet at all. I haven't a clue.
Congratulations, it's all yours.
Beautiful work, Padraig. Thanks for answering your phone. Thanks for writing it down. Thanks for entering. And today, but you really should have waited till today, Pori, because today we got 40,452 euro, 98 cent. Write that down if you're playing. 40452.98, 40452.98. The new amount today is 40,452 euro and 98 cent. The kind of jackpots we knock out every morning when you wake up at Cork's Good Times Red FM. And if you're playing today, text RED to 57557. It will cost you 250 to enter. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you all the questions you might have about the cash machine game. The T's and C's are up there for you to check out. The entry must be with us by 3 p.m. today. Answer that phone in five rings when Kira calls you later. And you could be Pori Cronin later on today. That money will be in your bank account at 5 o'clock.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
The loss of a legend at 93, Vic.
Absolutely. James Earl Jones has passed away at the age of 93. Obviously known to many people for his role as Darth Vader and Mufasa from Lion King.
Yeah.
He was an absolute legend. Yeah.
What was he in Coming to America again?
He was in that.
He had. I can't remember his part though. I need to watch that again.
I think he was the king.
He might have been actually.
He was the king.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
He was the father. He was the king, giving him advice on how to do his business. But
yeah. But this is what he'll always be remembered for.
This technological terror you've constructed, the ability to destroy a planet, is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
What is it, General?
My lord, the fleet has moved out of light speed. Comscan has detected an energy field protecting an area of the sixth planet of the Hoth system. The field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
The rebels are alerted to our presence. Admiral Ozzel came out of light speed too close to the system.
I always thought he should have been used for an ad for Ventolin inhalers.
I was so afraid of him when I was little.
Kids
the
were
heavy
terrified.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Who thought? Oh, you know what we'll do?
Was he actually used in a Vicks commercial?
It was Tunes.
It was actually.
It
wasn't
was Tunes it? Cough sweets or throat sweets, wasn't it? He goes up to the man in the kiosk in the train station and asks for Tunes, and he can't work out what he's saying.
One more tune. That's hilarious. Yeah, rest in peace, James Earl Jones, a legend, 93.
Yeah.
Hey, come here.
Yeah.
Do you know who was seen holding hands with Jennifer Lopez?
Who?
Matt Damon.
What? Matt Damon?
Matt Damon and Jennifer Lopez.
He's married with about five kids.
Yeah, well, see, this is the weird thing. Pictured holding hands at the Unstoppable movie premiere. It's just like two friends walking into a film. There's nothing going on.
Do you hold hands with your female friends?
That I don't, to be honest with you. Yeah, but like they were sitting down at the premiere chatting, and it looks, to be fair to Matt Damon, I don't think there's anything going on. He's just kind of holding her hand.
Well, what's interesting about that is, according to a source, he tried to convince Ben Affleck to not go ahead with marrying J-Lo.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think, because they're really close friends, aren't they, ever since kind of Good Will Hunting and all that kind of stuff. Apparently he advised, and this is, I'm only, you know, quoting what they're saying in the press here, but he advised Ben, don't marry her. You've been there before. Didn't work out. It's not going to work out again. Concentrate on your career.
Yeah.
He's not swooping, is he?
Isn't it the
is
worst?
He swooping?
How many of you out there have been in a relationship with somebody and you've been mad about them and you break up?
Oh, yeah.
And then in swoops your friend with the hand around the shoulder. Yeah. I'll be your support system and your support cuddle pillow, and takes them away for a weekend.
Yeah.
3 weeks after you
There's
break
always
up.
A bit of that, isn't there?
Oh, there's those people.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
I've got the gorgeous Karen from Farron Reed.
Everybody's gorgeous with you, isn't it?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Again, Karen, is it true or is it false advertising?
Of course, absolutely gorgeous.
Good on you. What part of the world are you from, Karen?
Farron Ferris.
Okay, very good. Farron Ferris. What do we do? We're going out on a date in Farron Ferris. Where are we going for the night? What's happening? Where are you taking us?
We're going to Killarney, I'd say.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Quiet little area. Yeah. is there a Centra down there or something? Can we have a chicken roll or something?
Oh, chicken roll down Shandon Street, of course.
Happy days. All right, Karen, listen.
Chicken Murphy's, maybe.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Happy days. Karen, the very best of luck. Give me 10 out of 10 on this. You've got 60 seconds. You must answer every question that we have. You have to play on your own. And let's go for it. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What Star Wars legend passed away at 93, Karen?
James Earl Jones.
What singer had hits with Rehab and Back in Black?
Amy Winehouse.
Question 3. What country is Sabrina Carpenter from?
Oh, is she American?
She is. Question 4. Who will Ireland play in football later on this evening?
Greece.
Question 5. What Michael was in Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
Question 6. Parachutes was the debut album by what band?
Oh, Jesus.
Huge band.
Massive band.
Huge band. Played a lot of gigs.
You
too? Question 7. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is the new song by who? We just played it.
Another huge tour recently.
Come on, swiftly. Come on, swiftly.
Yeah, Kenneth.
Who?
She said it.
Taylor Swift.
Question 8. How many people? I didn't hear it and I lost a couple of seconds, but we only got to question number 8. I'm so sorry.
I know about it.
Karen, you got James Earl Jones, Amy Winehouse, USA, Grease, Michael J. Fox. Coldplay was the album.
Parachutes.
And I Can Do With a Broken Heart is Taylor Swift's new tune.
It's not easy under pressure, you know.
It is. Pressure's for tires, Vic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I'm a bit tired this morning.
That's all right.
Well, were you
I
up,
usually do better.
Were you up late last night, were you?
I was every night.
Don't be so nosy,
Katie. I need to find out why she was tired.
Don't be so nosy.
Were the kids keeping
it's
you up?
Business.
What are you watching on the telly? No.
Oh, CSI. I'm a CSI woman.
Oh.
I love
CSI. Have you watched them all? What episode are you on now, or what season are you on?
I've watched every one of them probably 10 times over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a massive fan. I go to sleep listening to it.
That is a strange way to want to go to sleep.
Isn't it really?
Yeah. My friends worry. My husband probably worries more.
Nothing sends you off to the land of Nod like people marked out in chalk.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. And Karen, lovely to meet you, and we'll talk to you another day, all right?
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Well done, good luck. And now it's time to learn how to say hello in Bengali. Victoria?
Hello.
Thank you. They're looking at each other. They don't know what's going on.
Nope.
It's not pretty joke, is it?
No, it's not. No, you missed it yesterday. If you missed it, you missed it.
Very funny, though.
Go back to the podcast. You can listen to it yesterday. Have you ever gone to a concert and you've been sat beside somebody because you've booked sitting area, where be it at the marquee or whatever the case may be, and in rocks, let's call her Geraldine.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing against Geraldine's, by the way.
No, this is not, no, we're not single-handedly pointing out Geraldine's. Geraldine is a fictitious character who rocks up to the concert.
Yeah.
And she's fairly tanked. Now, she's had a lot of responsibilities, but she loves the artist that's playing.
Yeah.
And she decides that she's sitting beside you. She's going to sing all of the songs at the top of her voice.
Oh, no.
And by the way, you've paid about €450 for this ticket.
This is from an Adele concert in Berlin, wasn't it? Yeah, this is one of her resident concerts.
Munich.
Sorry, it was Munich.
So €600 a ticket.
No, actually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So somebody paid a fortune and they have their phone out and they decided, yeah, this is what I get to hear. Single song.
That's what most Instagram stories sound like when people are at concerts.
You couldn't even hear Adele.
No.
Not a bad thing.
Hey, Rory.
And welcome to Tuesday. It is the 10th of September today. It's a very, very important day. Very important day. I want to talk to you about something really important. And this is kind of like the important stuff in life.
It is.
And mental health is, you know, it is so important. It's so important that you mind yourself. It's so important that you mind your mates, you mind your family, and you keep an eye out for your friends. And if they're going through a tough time, I mean, look, everybody goes through horrible patches in life where you hit rock bottom. It happens to every one of us.
It does, yeah.
Some of us talk about it. Some of us bottle it up. Other people go and get help. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and this year Red FM is teaming up with Pieta, so there is no more silence. This is hugely important because the fact that nearly 500 people in Ireland die by suicide every year, that figure could be even more. There may be a lot of cases that are not reported as this way of passing.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be this way, because last year Pieta answered 75,000 calls.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And they got 25,000 text messages as well from people that are reaching out for help. The fact that you're brave enough to go and ring an organization, or you go, I don't feel well, I don't feel good, I feel I'm in danger, and that you're reaching out to services like Pieta is a huge, massive, brave step for you to do.
It really is, yeah.
And keep doing it, no matter how you feel. So we're asking you to give what you can, because today we're raising a load of money. So it's redfm.ie/donate. You can go onto the website right now. Can you give us a fiver, a tenner, 50, 100?
Whatever you can manage.
What you can afford. Just to give you a little bit of rundown to where the money goes, €24 will help Pieta's caring therapists answer two or more calls to their crisis helpline, which is open 24/7. These things cost money to run. They cost a lot of money. This is where this fund is going to go. €45 will fund a safety planning session between scheduled counselling sessions. And a safety plan helps somebody who feels suicidal to remind themselves of the reasons to live, stay safe and cope safety when their safety is at risk. And then €100 supports initial crisis intervention across both Pieta's helpline and in-person therapy teams. The higher the money, the more amazing these services get in terms of what it can do for individuals. We will tell you more about that right across the day. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. redfm.ie/donate. Please help us help people out there that are going through a bit of a rough one at the moment.
It's such an important cause, isn't it? And as you said, the resources that are available to people now are amazing, and they are there, and all people have to do is to reach out.
Oh, where we are as a country to where we were 10 years ago.
It's massive.
It's like
we are as a world.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But still, it keeps on happening. And I've mentioned earlier on this morning, mentioned every time I've been talking about this, I lost my brother-in-law, Dara.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago now.
That's right.
He left my sister and 4 beautiful little kids behind.
Yeah, I remember when it happened, yeah.
Just couldn't take it anymore. And again, as a family, my sister's young family will never be right from it. But they are incredible in the way they've come out the other side.
And they have great support.
And they had great support from services like Pieta. You know, up to recently, a couple of months ago, another friend of mine in Cork, who a lot of people will know.
Yes.
One of the most positive, incredible humans you could ever be lucky enough to meet, passed away.
Yeah.
By the same way. You lost a friend in college.
I did.
Yeah.
I did lose a friend in college, yeah. And I'll never forget it. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to go through as a group, as a network as well, and support each other through it. And yeah listen, I just think it's so good to talk and it's so good to reach out. And we didn't have any idea that there was anything going on for him. And
this turns out
there was.
The biggest regret people have when they lose a friend or they lose a family member is like, why didn't we see the signs? Why didn't we? If only we knew.
You search for answers, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. Please talk to anybody and everybody. If you're going through a tough time or you're affected by the conversation we're having now, pieta.ie. They have an incredible list of services. Please use them.
It's such an amazing charity.
Reach out to them, help them. And that's what we're doing today. So redfm.ie/donate. Please go online. Please give what you can. The money that we're raising today is going to go back to this amazing organisation.
I remember the first day I went in there just to meet the gorgeous gentleman who just did the intake session. I just cried for the entire session. But that was amazing. There was no embarrassment from me. There was no trying to justify the crying. It was just a really safe space that I actually could start to release some of that pent up hurt, anger, pain, frustration, grief. And my healing journey started from there that day. It started.
There's always a reason to reach out for help. Please give what you can at redfm.ie/donate. If you've been affected by this content, you can see a full list of supports at pieta.ie.
Okay, so as you know, redfm.ie/donate is the website. It is open right across the day. It will continue to be open for many, many days after this to try and get as much funds in as possible. Help us if you can, please. redfm.ie/donate. Every cent will go to the amazing Pieta House. So if you can, please give.
Let's go. Red FM Breakfast. Oh, yeah. With KC.